long time since I've done one of these, so I'm actually going to be playing a video game while I'm going to be recording this, because why the hell not? So I'm going to do both. But anyway, let's see, Warzone. Tracker, tracer pack, malware, all this good. Yeah, that actually looks nice. I'll say that. What's going on for that? What? Terminator. Interesting. Okay. $2,400 Call of Duty points. Yeah, I would, but I don't want to spend actual money to get it. Oh, it's kind of stupid, but at the same time, I don't want to spend extra money to get it. Let's see. I saw one skin that I liked. That's if it actually loads. There we go. I don't know which way he was. As part of the Vanguard, if you're part of something else. But I'm also doing a Star Wars tier list, so. Yep, there he is. Let's get back over here. Get that done. So let's see, battle royale, solos. So like I said, I'm doing a Star Wars tier list. So we got A New Hope, Attack of the Clones, Star Wars Rebels. It's a cartoon. Star Wars Resistance. That's another cartoon. Return of the Jedi, Revenge of the Sith, Rogue One, Solo, Star Wars Story, Clone Wars. That's a cartoon movie. Clone Wars. That's a cartoon. Empire Strikes Back. The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, The Mandalorian. You have Episode One, and you have The Rise of Skywalker. So, starting with A New Hope, and the tiers go as S is special, A, B, C, D is the lowest, and have another here called Never Watched. So, A New Hope, I'm gonna put S, because Star Wars A New Hope, it started the whole Star Wars franchise. And if you can't put A New Hope up at S, then you're not a real Star Wars fan. I'm sorry, but you're not. Wish you were, but sometimes you're just not. So, come on. The heck, I don't want this. Well, I don't know what happened there, but that's not the loadout that I wanted. The hell? Alright, so like I said, I got Star Wars New Hope up at S. I'm gonna put Attack of the Clones. That's a good one. I'm gonna put Attack of the Clones at gonna say Attack of the Clones is A. Star Wars Rebel. That was a good cartoon. It wasn't like something I had to tune in for every time. So I'm gonna put that as C. Let's see. Oh, big money drop for Warzone right now. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna wait a little while. Let other people jump first. Oh fuck it! I'll just go. I stay in the air for a while. Since Star Wars Resistance, I've never watched Star Wars Resistance, so I have no idea. I can't put my thoughts on it. Return of the Jedi. Return of the Jedi is right up there. I'm going to say Return of the Jedi is A level. To see Luke's like full journey from A New Hope through the end of Return of the Jedi. It's a great, great, great three-part movie for a story like that. Revenge of the Sith. Oh, that's Revenge of the Sith. That's S level. You get to see how Anakin turned to the dark side because of Emperor Palpatine, and you see how Anakin was able to put the trying to land here without dying. Alright, so and the guy up top there that I'm trying to get down. Hope he doesn't drop down as I'm doing this. If he does, it's gonna suck. Or wait for him to come up. I don't know what you want. Oh, that's even got scope on it. Let's see if I can see a guy down there. He wants to grab this stuff and bolt it. Or he's waiting down there, waiting for someone to come. I don't see anyone down there. Yeah, let's legit see no one down there right now. I could fly down there and get my load out, but I don't really want to take the chance. Like I said, I see no one down there running. Screw it. If I die, I die. Well, I got down there and didn't die, so that's a plus. So, let's see. Rogue One? Oof. Rogue One is a good movie, man. Especially with a movie that doesn't have a lot of... that doesn't really feature a lot of lightsabers in it. It is a really good movie in general. But especially with... if you haven't seen Rogue One, I'm going to spoil it, but... that Darth Vader scene at the end of it, man, that was awesome. I'm sorry, I'm trying to see where's the rumble. So I got people dying, so there's still people falling down, but I'm not coming across anyone right now. But Rogue One, like I said, great movie. The Darth Vader tunnel scene is just completely dark, and all of a sudden, the only light that comes from that tunnel that the rebels are in is from his lightsaber. That's for me, Rogue One is from the S. Solo, Muppets Solo at A. Solo's a good movie to see, like, Han Solo's, like, origins of how he became, well, like, how he, the story of Han Solo, so that was a good movie. Get the bad rep sometimes, because he came out the time around. Came out the time of The Last Jedi, so with that, it kind of got a bad rep, like, altogether, so that was kind of unfair to it. But, but I put Solo at A, though. I'm just not seeing a lot of people around right now in this Warzone game. You gotta be hiding somewhere. So I'm not seeing anyone right now. I'm being tracked. Well, that's interesting. They got the Clone Wars movie. Clone Wars movie is a good movie. It shows you the introduction of Ahsoka. Does that have a cargo by me in Warzone? So. I see someone down in the distance. I don't know where they went. I don't know if you saw me or not. Couldn't get a hit on him. I can. Oh, he got me. Yeah, my shots are bad. I am not that good of a Call of Duty player. I did that right now. I suck sometimes. But Clone Wars cartoon movie, I'm going to put that at A. It's a solid cartoon movie. And like I said, you get a fan favorite of Ahsoka. You can see what happens in between the movie of Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. Then the Clone Wars cartoon, I'm going to put that up at S because that is just. That cartoon is just S level. Then the Empire Strikes Back, S level. I'm not playing favorite to them, but not in my opinion. Get on, bitch. The Force Awakens. I forget where I died now. Well, that sucks. Thank you. Oh, you bitch. Oh, come on. Got sniped. Good shot, though, dude. Good shot. Force Awakens, directed by J.J. Abrams when it came out. I was so psyched. But the Force Awakens at A. Introduce you to Rey, the Finn, Kylo Ren. Introduce you to three new characters, but you also get to see... you get to see Han come back. Get to see Leia come back. The Last Jedi, I'm going to put The Last Jedi at B. It was a good movie. People said they didn't like The Last Jedi, but for me, The Last Jedi was almost like, I'm going to say The Last Jedi was just like, The Empire Strikes Back. The way it mimicked that storyline of, well, like the first movie, now the second movie, like the First Order is more on them more than ever. So it kind of mimicked A New Hope into Empire Strikes Back, just like how this The Force Awakens mimicked into The Last Jedi. The Rise of Skywalker, I'm gonna put that at B. That was also a good movie. Just some of it didn't make sense or that I didn't agree with. Phantom Menace, wanna put it up at A. Actually no. Should I put it up at A or should I put it at S? I'm gonna put it up at S. But Phantom Menace, but okay, that's because Phantom Menace introduces you to the character of Qui-Gon Jinn. You can see a very young Obi-Wan Kenobi, and one of the most favorite Siths that people like is Darth Maul, because you really don't see a lot of Darth Maul after. Damn, dude. Oh, you really had to teabag him, too? Oh, come on, man. But, you get to see Darth Maul. So, like I said, you don't see a lot of Darth Maul after that. And then, Mandalorian. Mandalorian is S level. For an original show on Disney Plus, I had someone using my gun. Someone using my gun? Interesting. I thought someone was using my gun. But, Oh, he's on the roof. Nice. But yeah, from, like I said, original show on Disney Plus, Mandalorian is definitely S tier. And I'm going to save this. Make sure I've saved it right. King Tok. You haven't heard them climbing that wall there, King. I'm telling you. Let's see my image. There you go. Save that. So I know I have a... Let's see. So that tier's done. Okay, now this I have another tier list. So this is NFL team wins 2022-2023. So good thing I have another tab open. So let's see. NFL standings 2021 to 2022. So let's see all of them. San Fran. So we're starting off with San Francisco. So the tiers go as 15-17 wins, 13-14 wins, 10-12 wins, 7-9, 4-6, and 1-3. So let's see. 49ers went 10-7 last year. One of their big stars just re-signed with them, so they're staying. They're not really going anywhere, so I don't worry about that. Good shot. Ooh. Come back at you, King. I don't know where you're shooting from. Hard to tell. Oh, you did that guy dirty, but good shots, though. Yeah, I'm spectating the rest of this right now. Seeing, just curious to see who comes out. This Keenan guy is not doing too bad right now. I think he's just getting shot at. He was. Ooh, good drop down shoots. He's doing good. 49ers 10-7. Got some of the big stars just saying getting. They could go even again between 10 and 12. They could do worse this year. But I'm going to put them 10 and 12. Maybe they get a little bit more wins, but see what happens. Cardinals. Cardinals went 11-6. They still got Kyler Murray, but with all the drama that was going on, oof. They went 11-6. I'm going to put them 10-12. Baltimore Ravens. Let's see. I think they're AFC, not NFC. Ravens went 8-9. So they got a good quarterback, but he doesn't pass the ball that much. From 7-9. Bills were 11-6 last year. So you know what? I'm gonna put the Bills 13-14. They got a great team. They got a great quarterback. They got Stephon Diggs. They have a good team. Panthers. I think Panthers are NFC. Panthers went 5-12. Panthers did not do good last year. But they got Baker Mayfield. He's a better quarterback. First year with a new team. I'll put him 7-9. See what they do. Bears went 6-11. Bears got a new GM. They said they're going to take a division this year, which I doubt. But I put the Bears 7-9. Give them a little bit benefit of the doubt. Bengals. Bengals made the freaking AFC Conference Championship last year. So the Bengals have a great quarterback in Joe Burrow. They have a great offense and a great defense. They can make a run for it. They went 10-7 last year. So, can I put them at 10-12? Maybe they get two more wins than they did than last year? Or do they get more? I'm going to put them 10-12. Browns. Browns went 8-9. Browns got a messy stuff on their hands right now. Whoa. Oh, Keaton Tolbert just got taken out. Who took him out? What is this guy's name? Come on. Kelvin? Kelvin, you got a brand new... You just started? Let me check. Check this guy's KD once. He just started. I'm curious to see what his KD was. But like I said, Browns 8-9. They got a messy quarterback situation right now where their quarterback could be suspended for a whole year. I'm gonna put Browns 4-6. Even though they went 8-9 last year. I don't see him doing that much better. Cowboys. I'll say I'm not a big Cowboy fan. Beginning to be annoying, their fan base. It is an annoying fan base. They have a good team, but yeah. Cowboys fans, you guys are freaking annoying, I'm telling you. Can't stand you guys sometimes. But for this, let's see. Cowboys and 12-5. So. I'm from 10 and 12 wins. Broncos, you guys are got a good offense. You got the Seattle Seahawks quarterback now. I forgot the name. For the life of me, I forgot the name. Russell Wilson. So you guys got Russell Wilson. So let's see, you guys went 7-10. So with Russell Wilson, let's say you guys go 10-12. You're gonna do better this year. Lions 3-13 last year. I'll be generous. I'll put you at 4-6. You guys are just, you guys can't get your act together there. Eagles 9-8. They're a solid team. I'll put Eagles 10-12. Falcons, you guys don't have 7-10. Don't have a lot going on there. I'll put you 7-9 for wins. Packers. Okay, the Packers are my home team. I am from Wisconsin, so I am a Packer fan. You went 13-4 last year. You don't have Devontae, so it's going to be different. But we're still having Aaron Rodgers. I still think we're a 13-14 team. 13-14 win team. And that's not no bias towards being a Packer fan, that's just my opinion. Texans, you got a decent team, but yeah, you went 4-13 last year. I'm not putting much more stock. I'm saying 4-6. Colts went 9-8. Matt Ryan is your new quarterback. I think you guys made some good moves in the draft. Colts. I mean, you got like 9-8. I'm gonna go for the gusto. I'm gonna say you guys go 10-12. Jaguars. I'm at 3-14. I'm gonna say you go 4-6. Maybe, just maybe you'll get more than 3 months, but.
Okay, and you stopped recording at some point, so I don't know where you ended, but I put Colts at 10 and 12. I put Falcons 7 and 9 and Chargers 7 and 9. And now I'm at the Los Angeles Rams. Yeah, they're Super Bowl champions. Got most of the same team this year, I believe, than you did last year. So, like I said, it's about the same team. And I'm going to be real low on that list. Maybe at best, made some people up. But I'm going to say 13 and 14. I don't have that 15 to 17 win yet. Raiders. Oh, God. You guys got Devontae, which I hate with a passion. Let's see. You guys last year went 10 and 7. But like I said, I'm putting 10 to 12. Because you got Devontae. Devontae makes a big deal. Let's see, Dolphins, you guys are a mess. I wish you guys could do better, but DP 27, Dolphins 9 and 8. Let's see, right there, 7 and 9. What is this? Let's see, what is this? Amputator? Okay. Sorry, I haven't been talking. I was looking at stuff here. Let's see, I'm going to put. Vikings. Got a new coach. Still got Dalvin Cook. Still got Adam Thielen. Still got Kirk Cousins. Maybe the right atmosphere now. 8 and 9. I'll be generous. I'll put you guys at 10 and 12. Patriots. We got Mac Jones as quarterback. 10 and 7 last year. Still got one of the best coaches in the NFL. Put you 7 and 9. I don't think you guys will make the playoffs, but you know what? There's been times where I've been wrong before, so these could be one of those times, which I wouldn't be surprised. Why the hell is going on here? Saints, 9 and 8. I'll put you 7 and 9. Giants, 4 to 6. He has Jets, 1 and 3. Yeah, Giants are 4-13 last year. Giants aren't that good. Jets, I think we're right there too. 4-13. I put them 1-3. I don't see them going anywhere. Steelers, I put 7-9. You got a solid team. Seahawks, you're gonna be 4-6. You guys are on a down. You guys are on a down slope right now. another game of solos on Battlefield. I mean, Call of Duty Warzone. Buccaneers, I'm going to say you're 13-14 win. Because you got, I think, if I recall, because I know you got Tom Brady, you got Mike Evans, you have Godwin. Let's see, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, players. I think you got Mason Rudolph. No, you got Kyle Rudolph. Excuse me, you got Kyle Rudolph for as a tight end now. And you guys signed Julio Jones. So you guys are going to be stacked. Tennessee Titans. I think Tennessee Titans. Do you still have Tannehill as a... Tennessee Titans players. Let's see. Yep, you still got Tannehill as quarterback. Derrick Henry, man. Josh Malone, Aaron Burks, and then DeMarcus Walker. Titans, I'm going to put 7-9. What did they do last year? I mean, really. Titans went 12-5 last year. So, you know, you guys can't do that much terrible. So, I'm going to put you at 10-12. Washington football team, I'm going to put you at 6. 4-10, 4-6. So that's my list. I got Jets 1-3. I got the Browns, the Lions, the Texans, the Jaguars, the Giants, the Seahawks, and the Washington Commanders 4-6. I got the Ravens. I got the Panthers. I got the Bears. You know, I'm gonna quit this game so I can focus on this. Let's see. I got the Ravens, Panthers, Bears, Falcons, Chargers, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, and Steelers, 7-9. I got the 49ers, the Cardinals, the Bengals, the Cowboys, the Broncos, the Eagles, the Colts, the Raiders, the Vikings, and Titans, 10-12. I have the Bills, Packers, Chiefs, Rams, and Buccaneers, 13-14. I have no one at 15-17. I'm going to download this image too. Let's see. I know I have another. So this is another tier list. Actually, I'm going to look for a better one. I don't like this one. But let's see. Call of Duty. Oh my God. You're DC. What you are. DC movies 2000 to 2022 tier list. So, let's see. Jonah Hex is a DC movie? No, I can't remember that. All right. We've got Shazam. We have Zack Snyder's Justice League. Just to clarify that, that's Zack Snyder's Justice League. Halle Berry's Catwoman, Suicide Squad, Dark Knight Rises, Man of Steel, The Dark Knight, Jonah Hex, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Black Adam, which I haven't seen yet, so I'm going to put that in. It says D, but I'm going to change D to haven't seen. Because, like I said, I haven't seen it. So I'm not going to put a... I'm not going to put it somewhere that I'm going to actually grade it when I haven't seen it yet. Joker, Superman Returns, that's going to be all Meg C. It's not that good of a movie. Constantine, Batman Begins, Watchmen. I don't think I've seen Watchmen. The Batman, Wonder Woman 84, Josh Whedon's Justice League, I'm going to put that as C. Birds of Prey, I'm going to put a B. It's a decent movie. Shazam, Fury of the Gods, I have not seen yet. Green Lantern is automatically C. Superman Returns, Josh Whedon's Justice League, and Green Lantern are all bad movies, in my opinion. Shazam, I'm going to put Shazam at B. Actually, I'm going to put it in haven't seen yet. I have to watch it yet to get a clear representation on it because I can't see which, if I like it or not yet. Zack Snyder's Justice League, S, automatically. It's a 4-hour movie with Zack Snyder's original vision of what the movie should be. And I 100% agree with his vision. Because the details that's missing from Zack Snyder's to Josh Whedon's is insane. And you can go to YouTube. You can look at the videos. A lot of people have done videos of what was in Zack Snyder's and not that was in Zack Snyder's movie and not in Josh Whedon's, and what was in Josh Whedon's and not in Zack Snyder's. There's a lot of videos on YouTube that will explain that to you. Halle Berry's Catwoman, it's an okay movie for a Catwoman, but I'm gonna put it at C. I wasn't a big fan of it. Suicide Squad with Jared Leto's Joker and Will Smith's Deadshot, I'm gonna put that at B. I liked it. Is that really biased? I did like it. Dark Knight Rises. Put that at B. It's a good movie. Man of Steel, A. Henry Cavill does a great job with Superman. Oh, there's BVS. I was curious where that was. I'm going to put BVS at A too, because that was also a good movie. Dark Knight, S. Jonah Hex, B. It's a decent movie, I've seen it. Aquaman, I'm going to put Aquaman A. For what they did in that movie, it's... Jason Momoa does a great job as Aquaman. And you have What's-Her-Face that no one cares about, but anyway. I loved Aquaman. Wonder Woman, S. Gal Gadot does a great job as Wonder Woman. Got great reviews from Rotten Tomatoes or wherever you're looking for reviews. Joker, S. Great origin story of Joker that no one has ever seen before. Constantine, that was with Keanu Reeves. I'm going to put that A. Good movie. If not a fan of supernatural stuff like that, then it's not the movie for you. But I liked it. So I'm going to put that A. Batman Begins, I'm going to put that at A. Can't put that at S. It's a great origin story that Christopher Nolan did with Christian Bale. This is Christian Bale and Christopher Nolan's first movie that they did together with Batman. I liked it. It was a good movie. The Suicide Squad, I'm going to put that at B. I mean, because that was a good movie. You get to see a whole nother side of the Suicide Squad. You get to see John Cena's Peacemaker, because Peacemaker got his own show on HBO Max. Now, Wonder Woman 84, I'm going to put that at B. It was a decent movie. Some of that didn't really make sense to me anyway. But other people would have a different opinion on it. The Batman. I have to put The Batman up at S. I have to. Such a good movie. I fully enjoyed that movie. I got really into it. I mean, my girlfriend was with me, and she'll tell you how much of a little kid I was turning into just watching it. But, and a lot of people were saying that Robert Pattinson was not going to do a good job as the Batman. And I'll say I was one of them when he said that Robert Pattinson is going to be Batman, but when I saw the screen test, then with some of the trailers that they put out for it, it changed my mind. Well, actually, not the trailer, the screen test. Just the screen test in general changed my mind of what this Batman was going to look like. And it changed my mind of Robert Pattinson as well. So, Robert Pattinson, good ass job as Batman. You don't see a lot of Bruce Wayne in it, but because it's early stage, it is only year two Batman that he's not fully developed yet with being Bruce Wayne during the day and Batman at night. He's more focused on being Batman than he is being Bruce Wayne. And then you can see that by the way the Batmobile also looked too. It's not like a big, like they said in Batman Begins, it's like a big tank. It's a car that he's been working on that he did the frame. He's got a jet engine on it and all that. So it's early stage Batmobile. That's not what you see in any of the Batman movies at all. So for that, I absolutely loved it. So save that one as well. Think I got one more list I'm gonna do, and if you're gonna NFL fan bases, what is this? NFL team logos? I don't do NFL team logos. Screw it. But if you're gonna be looking for some of these lists that I'm talking about and how I actually graded them, go to my YouTube page. I mean my Facebook page. Facebook.com/gamerdom. You'll find it there. So fan base. Let's see. Nah, I'm not gonna do that one. Let's see. All right, let's go to categories. I'll do one more. But like I said, it's been a long time. It's been a while since I did one of these, so I'm trying to get in back in the swing of things of doing it. I'm hoping to release more podcasts coming in the near future. I'm also working on doing a video of it as well. So if anybody has opinions on how I could go about it or the best way of doing it, I would love to hear from you. So you can go to gamerdom.net. I'll bring you right to my website. And if you go to the contact us page, you'll be able to contact me directly with either going to my Twitter, my Facebook page, or you can even email me directly. And to give your suggestions of how I should go about it for doing a video cast of the podcast as well. So I would love to hear from you guys. What's this? Food and drink. Types of drinks, fast food. Okay, here we go. You know what? Let's do this last one. Fast food restaurant tier list. So, a little bit. Personal favorite. I'm just gonna. I just delete that? Here, delete. Oh, there we go. Question mark, I'm going to delete F. F, I'm going to put never had. But I'm going to do never tried. That works. Never tried sounds better than never had. Arby's. Arby's slogan is we have the meats, but you guys' prices are really a little bit ridiculous when it comes to that. I've had your sandwiches before. They're okay. Not my favorite place to go to, so I'm gonna put it at B. I think Jack is Jack in the Box. I never had Jack in the Box. A&W. Okay, if you're a fan of A&W and you like going to doing driving like a drive-in restaurant where they come to your car and take your order and bring your food directly to your car. And that's what A&W was. That's what A&W should still be around and still be doing that, because if you're not a fan of A&W, there's something really wrong with you. Especially their root beer. A&W has good root beer. I think I've had plenty of people that have had the root beer floats too. They love that too. So A&W? A&W is going A. Auntie Anne's. If you like soft pretzels and that, Auntie Anne's is the place for you. But they don't have that much other food besides that, if I'm remembering correctly. So putting that there. Boston Market. I don't remember. I think I've had Boston Market. And I can't recall. But I'm gonna put never tried, because I don't want to put it somewhere without actually thinking of trying it first before I put it somewhere. Burger King. I like Burger King. They have good whop. Their Whoppers are good. Fries are good too. Put that at A. Checkers. I don't think I had Checkers. Chick-fil-A. I'm gonna put Chick-fil-A at S. Chick-fil-A has really good chicken sandwiches. There's no, I haven't had a good like a chicken sandwich from any other place in quite a while, so I have to say they have the best sandwich from Chick-fil-A. That says a lot. I think this is Chipotle. Chipotle has good food. Especially if you get their bowls and you can decide what you want in it. So with that, I'm gonna put Chipotle at A. Cinnabon. Never tried Cinnabon, so I can't really say much. Jimmy John's has good subs. And I love eating subs. So Jimmy John's, I'm gonna put Jimmy John's at A. DQ. Oh, Dairy Queen. Guys got good cakes. Of course, you got good ice cream. Don't have much of your food there, but going on ice cream and cakes alone, I'm gonna put you at C. Dunkin' Donuts. It's a donut place and coffee place. It's not really a fast food restaurant. I mean, they got some like I think they got like hash browns and other stuff like that. But I'm gonna put Dunkin' that B. I don't know what this one is. I can't really read it. El Pollo Loco. El Pollo Loco, you're going and never try, because I don't think there's an El Pollo Loco around me. Five Guys. Oh, burgers. I love Five Guys burgers and fries. So good. For me, Five Guys is gonna have to go on S. It really is. I love their burgers. I would go there more often. Hardee's. Oh, I like Hardee's too. Hardee's got good burgers, good fries. I'm gonna put that at A. In-N-Out. I'm gonna put In-N-Out. Yeah, I never tried. I don't think there's a close enough In-N-Out burger for me to try. Trader Mac's, also good subs. Fresh cut. Mean every time you go there. Oof. But I got Jimmy John's at A. I'll put Trader Mac's. I'll put Jimmy John's at B and Trader Mac's at A, just because you get that fresh cut of meat every time you go there. KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh. Their biscuits and gravy. I'm not a big gravy guy, but their biscuits are good. Their chicken. I've never had a problem with KFC's chicken at all. I haven't had a problem being in Greasy at all. So I'm going B. Krispy Kreme Donuts. See, Krispy Kreme Donuts is not a really a fast food restaurant, in my opinion. It's just a quick breakfast place. So, you know what? I'm gonna put Dunkin' in D, and I'm gonna put Krispy Kreme Donuts in D, because it's not really a fast food restaurant. So I can't have it that up high. Long John Silver's, I don't think I tried Long John Silver's. McDonald's, It's us. And can I tell you how many times I've had McDonald's in my lifetime? If I'd be able to tell you, I probably would lose 50 pounds just talking about it. 50 pounds or more, give or take. Just from how much I've had McDonald's. Penn Express, it's good Chinese food. I haven't had a problem with them. I'll put Panda Express at B. Panera Bread. I'll put Panera Bread at C. They got good some. They have good some food there. Not really something I'll go out of my way for. Popeyes. I never had Popeyes. I want to try Popeyes. Quiznos subs. Quiznos. They had decent subs. I'll put it at C. I can't put it above Jimmy John's at all. Was it Raising Cane's chicken fingers? Never had that. Sonic was decent. I'm gonna put Sonic at the same level as Dunkin' Donuts. Not something I'll go out of my way for to have from Sonic. But if it's in the area, I'd go to and have. Steak and Shake. Ooh, Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake is good. I bet Steak and Shake would be. Oh my god, Subway. Oh, I can't tell you how much weight I've lost from eating Subway. Subway cancels out McDonald's. If you want to think of it that way, Subway cancels McDonald's. Subway, I'm put at the same level. I'm gonna put Subway at the same level as Jimmy John's. I love Subway. I shouldn't put Subway at S for me, because I would almost anywhere I can look, there's a Subway for me to go to, and I'll definitely stop there. Taco Bell, D. Taco Bell is a D. I am not a fan of Taco Bell. The last time I had Taco Bell, I got sick off of it. That's why I never go to Taco Bell. That's why Taco Bell, you're at a D. Wendy's, I'm going to put Wendy's. Wendy's is a B. Fries, I love their fries and everything else. This pretzel guy, I have no idea who he is, so I'm going to put never tried. Whataburger, I never had a Whataburger. White Castle, I'm going to put never tried a White Castle. I had an opportunity to try a White Castle when I was in Las Vegas. When I was on Fremont Street, I had an opportunity to try a White Castle, but I did not do it. I don't know what this one is, and that one, I have no idea. And I'm going to download that image. So that's saved. Okay, fuck it. Okay, now I'm in the mood of doing these, so let's see what else is there. I did fast food already. Fashion, I'm not going to do fashion. I can do a tier list of GTA. Maybe the GTA games. That's the only thing I can think of. Xbox. Here. Okay, here's a couple wrestling ones. There were, got a couple wrestling ones. Just to get a little bit of wrestling theme in there. So this is, what is this? This is theme songs all time. So we got Finn Balor, Catch Your Breath. Finn Balor's, oh, I like Finn Balor's. It's one I can listen to easily. I'm winning Finn Balor at B. Break the Walls Down, Chris Jericho. That one's really iconic. I mean, you can probably work and go to the gym and work out with it. So put that at B. I'm a Real American. That's a very iconic one. I'm not a big Hulk Hogan fan, but from a theme song, just a theme song alone, I have to put it up there. Sheamus Hellfire. That's B level. Phenomenal. AJ Styles. Okay, so I just got done recently doing a wrestling-themed
tier list. Like I said, you can go to facebook.com/gamerdom. It'll be on there. Or go to gamerdom.net. You'll also find the list on there also of the ones I did tonight, because it's being recorded at 9:14 p.m. which I'm still up, and I'm starting work early tomorrow, and I should be going to bed. But you know what? For you guys, I'm doing this. So I hope you're appreciating it. So this is, let's zoom out a little bit so I can see the whole damn thing. This is the WWE belt tier list. So the World Heavyweight Championship belt is a very, very iconic. I need to add a row above. Yes. So. Yes. Yeah. World Heavyweight Championship, that's very iconic, just from all many years. That's an S. Women's tag team belts, they're nice. I mean, I'm just happy it's a little different design than like the other belts. So I'm going to put that at A. The Universal, the B. I mean, it's a red strap. It looks like the WWE Championship. If the WWE Championship, I'm going to put a B also. And when this WWE Championship here, I'm going to put an A. Actually, I'm going to put that at B because it just doesn't change it up. The Spinner Championship, I'm going to put that at A because it's just so different. Let's see, Undisputed. It's a very classy design. Wow, this WWF Championship that you'll see like Undertaker, or look up old wrestling videos on YouTube. You'll see Undertaker, The Rock, Triple H, Stone Cold, Kurt Angle, Chris Jericho. You'll see those guys carrying it. That was my childhood belt that I really liked. This one's nice too. I'm going to put that at A, the classic design. Stone Cold's belt. Now this belt is from when Stone Cold had it. You know, when you see it, when I posted it on either Facebook and on my website, you'll see the, when you look at the belt, there's a smoking skull. And it's actually called the smoking skull belt. So I'm going to put it at S. It's my favorite. This white strap intercontinental, I love it. It's just a classy look for it. Put that S. This intercontinental, I'll put it A. This is the older design, I'll put that at A. Estates, S. Yeah, I'm starting to trend here with these women's and the men's. It's the same design. Just tweaked a little bit. It's like just laziness. I don't like it. It's 24/7 F. Cruiserweight. I like the cruiserweight. I'll put that at C. F. 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 Every single tag team belt recent. That was recent. All F's. This tag team championship, A. That one, A. This one, I'll put A. No, I'm putting these at D. I don't care. People don't like it, then kiss my tuchus. D is same as these women's. This woman's A. European, B. Hardcore, C. Light heavyweight. Which one is this? Tag team. Okay, I think that's the men's NXT belt. That's definitely a B. United Kingdom Championship, that's a B. This NXT is definitely better than these. Men's NXT. Women's NXT, definitely up here. Tag team, B. This NXT, you can go to C. I have no idea what this one is. I've never seen it before. But just from the look of it, I like it at C. This woman's United Kingdom, B. North American, I'll put it at C. Okay, so I have all my images saved. So either tomorrow morning or in the afternoon, watch my Facebook page. Like I said, facebook.com/gamerdom. And watch my website, gamerdom.net, because all of the images that I saved from the list that I've made today will all be in there. So, like I said, I'm hoping to do more of the podcast episodes in the future, to get into it more. I know I haven't done one in I don't know how long, so this is like long overdue for me. So, I hope you guys pick up and listen and share with your friends that I'm going to be doing it more. So, I just want to just say thank you for waiting. And hopefully you support me going forward. So thank you for listening, and I hope you guys have a great day tomorrow and great days going forward. Thank you.